Now, head into the ring at a total combined weight of... the Top Rope Wrestling Podcast!
Welcome to another edition of the Top Rope Wrestling Podcast. I am Rick, and Drew has been pounding on his keyboard.
Sure. Yeah, I guess.
Pounding away. I don't know.
Typing, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it was like boom, 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 though, so I don't know. So we have something a little different today. We're going to talk about entrance music.
Yeah.
Basically, we want to go through and Drew's just like, I think he's just trying to set me up or something. But we're going to go ahead and talk about entrance music that pumps you up, like the music that gets you going out of different wrestlers.
It's going to be like music that's like to make a reference that once again, no one in our audience will get because I assume our audience isn't as old as I am. The Saturday Night Live sketch that used to be Kevin Nealon and Dana Carvey going, we're going to pump you up. This is the entrance music we're doing.
Yes, we are going to pump you up.
You up.
So, I mean, I don't know about you, but the number one that like always comes to mind whenever it hit and always got me jacked up was Stone Cold's music. You heard that glass break and it was, you knew it was on. That was my jam as a kid for sure.
What would be like, so what would like, of all the entrance musics, like what would get you like raging? Like what would make you want to like jump in a mosh pit? Anyone's entrance music.
God, that's a hard, like just jump in. Probably the game, like Triple H's old entrance music. It's time to play the game, you know, and it was
that one's pretty good. I could probably get my mosh onto that.
That's the one that I always think of when I think of like a really hardcore, that one, or it wasn't really metal, but Jericho's old Break the Walls Down.
Yeah, that was during that rap metal era that we all love and miss. I say sarcastically, sort of. I may or may not still have Limp Bizkit on my phone. So, that and that DX, original DX music, the Break It Down.
Yeah. Break the Walls Down.
Yeah,
those were definitely some of those ones that got you going back then. Nowadays, I'm trying to think. Jericho's current entrance music, I mean, yeah. It's Fozzy. It's not bad.
I've noticed nowadays, and I guess I didn't notice it back then because they danced it up a little bit, but most of the entrance music now is just like the most generic production music that we used to have on those CDs that are at my former job and your current job.
Yes.
Like just generic production, like and then wrestler A comes out.
Yeah, I mean, and what's funny is a lot of times when they have a good like offbeat one or a changed one, it they end up getting rid of it. Like Bobby Roode's old music, the Glorious entrance was great. Shinsuke's they changed up when he went to the main roster.
He turned heel.
Yeah, and
they switched it when he turned heel because they didn't want people singing along the oh 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 oh.
But it was so good, like just leave it alone.
Yeah. Keith Lee's they changed when he came to the main roster.
Yeah, I was upset about that one. Finn Balor's got good. I've always liked Finn Balor's music, his entrance music.
Who would you say is entrance music is your favorite? That is a real song.
Huh, that's a hard one.
So you have Hollywood Hogan's Jimi Hendrix. See if I can think of any other ones.
So,
that, like,
so can I do one? And it's going out as a heartfelt, like, kind of piece. Like, it has nothing to do with anything, except for. So the processional at my wedding was Pictures in Exhibition, The Great Gate of Kiev, which is Jerry the King Lawler's entrance music. So
okay.
It had nothing to do with Jerry the King Lawler when I did it, but it's his entrance music, and it's Modest Mussorgsky's Pictures in Exhibition. Yeah. So that one's just got a special.
Man Randy Savage.
Well, yeah. Gonna go graduate. I'm trying to think of
Hogan had two. Hogan had the Jimi Hendrix song that I am not saying the name of purposely because I'm drawing a blank on it right now.
And I know he had Real America.
Voodoo Child. Voodoo
okay.
Child.
Yeah.
Was his Hollywood Hogan entrance, and then he had Real American by Rick Derringer as his Hulk Hogan entrance.
Didn't CM Punk use Cult of Personality?
Yes.
I think.
Which I thought was a good one.
Yes.
My favorite one currently that I didn't realize I loved so much until I heard this person come out to it in AEW is Jungle Boy's theme.
Yes. Well, that there's a whole story behind that. They actually went out and like bought the money. They bought the rights to use the song because they really, really wanted to use it. And I forget how they paid like $80,000 for him to be able to use it as an entrance music. Mm-hmm. It is a pretty wonderful entrance. I'm trying to remember who sang it originally.
Oh God. It's so old. It's from like mid 80s. It's just
yeah, it's
cornball.
It's Me Tarzan, right? Is the name of the song?
Yeah, or Tarzan Boy or something like that.
It's called Tarzan Boy by Altamora or Baltimora.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yes. That is it.
All right. That's enough of me singing for the evening. What do you think of, like, say, I always call this like corny ass stupid music that the wrestler was so popular that it just got over because the wrestler was so popular. If you really listen to The Rock's theme music, it is stupid.
Oh, yeah. That one. That one. And who was it? The old New Age Outlaws one. They were massively over, but oh, you didn't know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Rock is just him saying his phrases with music, like cheesy music playing in the background.
Oh, yeah. But it worked. Like, it was the perfect entrance music for him.
Underrated one, Mick Foley's music. Not Cactus Jack or Mankind or Dude Loves. Mick Foley's The Car Crash.
Yes.
With the little guitar riff.
Yeah, that one was good. There was a lot of good ones. Like, even back in the day, like, Undertaker's was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Undertaker basically kept his, for the most part. There's another one you could go to, though, from Real Song, American
Kid
Badass.
Rock.
Yeah, Kid Rock.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I actually used to love that entrance, but he had, like, for a while, he really, like, leaned into that Prince of Dark, or not Prince of Darkness, but, like, creepy shit with that American Badass. Because he had like little children talking before the music started, which made it even creepier.
I'm trying to remember like some of the other ones. Didn't the Brood have a really good one back in the day?
Yes. Yeah. The Brood had like this like techno-y late 90s, like techno-y kind of gothic.
Yeah, like the goth of that time. Yeah. I'm trying to think of the other ones. Oh, you got Scary Sherry with Sexy Boy from Shawn Michaels.
Mm-hmm.
That was always like you knew that one hit and you knew that it was going to be a good match. It wasn't necessarily the best music in the world, but you knew that something was coming.
Razor Ramon had an interesting entrance music.
I'm trying to remember his.
I think he just says, hey, yo, or something. It's like a Latin-y type theme that goes with like him talking over it, which is most 80s, early 90s wrestlers talked over their music or something like that in some form.
Yeah.
Oh, Legion of Doom, though. Oh, what a rush.
Yeah, and there were a lot of those. There were a lot of those that had that speaking over where like it would just come out, or that wouldn't come out, but they would do the entrance and then go, they would say something and then the music would kick. I keep going like recent memory. My favorite has been the Bobby Roode Glorious. Like I still to this day will randomly play that song on my playlist just because I love it so much. And like,
see,
it was perfect for him.
I get that. But also at the same time, that music does not say an ass whooping is coming.
No, it doesn't. But it fits
like, really uplifting music. Like if he was coming out to a event to talk about how he turned his life around and made $1 million through the stock market or something. Yeah, absolutely, man. Play that glorious theme music.
To me, it always came across as like this cocky, I'm God, or I'm the best and whatever, and nobody can do anything to me. And it fit his character really well, I thought. And because like he did the whole rotating with the arms up and the fog, and like it was, I remember the first time I saw it and it kind of blew me away. I was, so it was,
like I said, it's kind of weird. It doesn't scream like an ass whooping's coming.
You know, another one that talked over the beginning of it, and I just thought about this, and it's another rock one, but Nation of Domination. Because it started off as, we are the Nation of Domination, and then went on from there.
Ted DiBiase's The Little Money, Money, Money.
Yeah, money, money, money,
and
money.
And then he talks over it, everybody's got a price.
I want to say, so after they let go of the one dude who'd been doing them for years, in the last, like, it wasn't last year that they let the guy do it. I think he'd been doing it for like 20 years. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that the newer things have been as good as the old ones. You know, it could be my opinion, but.
Yeah. I mean, no one currently in WWE has an entrance music that like just blows me away. They just changed the one I actually used to like, which is Roman Reigns' old theme. Yeah, which actually felt like kind of not like Stone Cold's because there was glass breaking and guitars and shit. But this actually, like Roman Reigns actually felt like an ass whooping was coming down the aisle when you heard that music. And now it's just entrance music.
Why am I completely blanking? I'm completely blanking on his name, and he just posted pictures of himself completely ripped now. He got jacked in the last couple weeks. Oney Lorcan has a pretty killer guitar riff in his, if I remember correctly.
I actually like, for non-rocking music, I like Daniel Bryan's Flight of the Valkyries.
Yeah.
It suits him.
It does. And I think that's what it is they have, sometimes you don't need that like killer, I'm going to kill you kind of entrance just because, it fits.
Rhea Ripley's works for her, that metal, like new metal type of song that she has as her entrance music.
The old Bray Family with the bees, or with the fireflies. That one was really good, and it fit the theme and the thing. Same way that the Undertakers did the original Undertakers, where it was that gothic organ death feel. Like you were going to a funeral.
Oh, the Ultimate Warrior. When were you not pumped up when the Warrior came? I mean, you may not like the Ultimate Warrior or be able to tolerate his 30-second matches, but you were always pumped up when the Warrior came out to that hard rock and generic music, and he'd come out 50 miles an hour to the ring and shake the ropes and run around like he was a freaking crazy person.
Yeah, definitely. What was the name of that song? I'm completely blanking. It had a name that like fit him well. I want to say like, was it Unstable or un something? Like, I don't know. It fit him well. Speaking of Undertaker, or not Undertaker, but Ultimate Warrior, did you watch the first episode of Dark Side of the Ring?
No.
It's available on YouTube. If you it premieres tonight, but it's available on YouTube. They released it last week on YouTube, and you can definitely go and watch it. It was a really good episode. Now I have to wait 2 weeks till the next. It is the first of the Brian Pillman because it's a two-parter. But it was really good.
I will probably wait until they're both in the bag. As I was explaining to someone earlier today, I'm not a fan of cliffhangers.
I know you aren't. And this one's definitely a cliffhanger. It does not leave you at a good spot, I guess. So, but yeah, it was a, let's see. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, it was really well put together, and
I mean, for the most part, they are very well put together documentaries.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They always are. I'm excited for some of the other ones for the season too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, let's get back to the music. I was just kind of I got sidetracked because I was thinking Ultimate Warrior, and that's one of the episodes coming along.
Well, Latino Heat. Had a good entrance music.
Who's that?
Eddie Guerrero.
Yes. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
You know who had rockin' music that I hadn't even thought about in forever? Mm-hmm. Was Batista.
Yes.
Batista had really good. And I don't know whether it was a band that they hired or. It was. Didn't they do a live? Didn't Saliva or somebody do a version of it, or somebody?
Godsmack or one of those early 2000s bands. I think Batista's a metalhead, so he probably requested some decent music. Speaking of which, Randy Orton, very good entrance, very fitting of him. Pretty hard rocking. Not a lot of them have lyrics anymore. His have lyrics that pertain to his character. Speaking of Batista, he will be at MegaCon this year.
I saw that. It's interesting. I didn't expect him to be on the con circuit, really.
He's a little too big for it, or you just didn't think?
A little bit of both. I didn't really, he's not a huge name, but he's a big enough name still where it's not, I wouldn't expect to run into The Rock or, even a mid-level guy I don't know, I'm trying to think of, Tyrese or somebody like that.
I mean, they got Jason Momoa the year Aquaman came out, so.
Oh, did they? I didn't remember that one.
That was a few years ago. Yeah, they got him. They can usually pull one big star and then pad it with a bunch of people that you're interested in seeing.
I'm trying to think of what other entrance musics were killer entrance music. I know there were a ton of them, and people are yelling at their TV, and we're not even thinking about really old Superfly, Jimmy Snuka.
I don't remember his entrance music. I was trying to remember if I liked Piper's entrance music. Know Mr. Perfect's was a classical themed instrumental. I cannot remember what Sting's music was. I don't think they. Booker T always had good entrance music. I always enjoyed his.
Yes. No. Thank you.
Yes. No. All right.
I thought you were done singing for the day.
It struck me. It came over me.
What did Andre the Giant come out to?
I don't think he really needed to come out to anything. He was kind of all eyes were on him when he'd walk out anyway.
Well, yeah. I'm trying to. Yeah, it's a very, very generic song. I just pulled it up real fast, and it is super generic.
Honky Tonk Man had real cornball, like rockabilly music.
Jeff Jarrett's another one.
Jeff Jarrett. X-Pox was awful. X-Pox was terrible. It was like, so X-Pox music was literally someone screaming X-Pox. All right. The first five lines from the D-Generation X theme song, and then the crappiest like production music ever.
I was just thinking about this. You know who has, when we were talking about the corny music that is just perfect for them and fits the character and just does really well? And is Cameron Grimes from NXT. His intro is friggin' wonderful. Like, it is just great.
Yeah, last time I saw Cameron Grimes wrestle, he was Trevor Lee in Impact, so I haven't seen him since he's been.
Yeah, you need to watch one of his intros. Like, he does this whole, like, the whole rich thing and whatever, and he's, like, basically a rich redneck. And, like, he made all this money, and he, like, when he came back, he did this whole thing on GameStop, like, got rich from GameStop. And now he's trading dog coin, and yeah, it's pretty damn funny. And they just did a segment, not this past week, but 2 weeks ago, where he was, he was buying some like jewelry at a jeweler, and, he's like, show me this one, show me that one, you know, that blah, blah. And then, Ted DiBiase stands next to him. He goes, that one's not $1 million, everyone, you know, $1 million. And that was the end of the segment, so it was pretty cool. But yeah, definitely check out his entrance. It's kind of like one of the the country rap type thing.
Like Cowboy Troy.
Kind of, yeah. In that sense.
Another reference no one listening to will get.
Nah, they gotta know.
I'm now into like making that part of the show, like making completely old references that our audience is too young to get.
Yes, I know. It seems like you're going. By the way, so for some reason last week our show blew up compared to like every other show every other episode we've ever put out. Like it totally blew up. So I'm hoping that, you know, it catches on. At least that's what our statistics say. So if you guys have been promoting the show, we appreciate it.
Well, I will ask you about those numbers once we've reached our conclusion.
Yes. They weren't great, but they were better than anything else.
Speaking of last week's episode, another good entrance music. I do like Wolf Taylor's CCR entrance.
Yeah, that is a very good one.
I think he comes out to Fortunate Son.
I believe you are correct.
It's definitely a Creedence Clearwater song. I just can't remember off the top of my head what it is. I think it's Fortunate Son, though.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of all the... Like, there's been some really good ones that came through NXT back in the day. And Tommaso Ciampa is one of them that's really good, that No One Will Survive, because it starts with the beat, you know, the heartbeat and whatever. Johnny Gargano's, Johnny Wrestling...
His freaking Paramore ripoff of an entrance song.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what. There were some other ones that were really back in the day.
I had to look up Gargano's to make sure it wasn't Paramore. That's how close it sounds.
Damian Priest is pretty good because it's got like the metal with the organ background type thing. Mm-hmm. There were some really good ones that didn't.
Seth Rollins' Burn It Down isn't too bad.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, if we're gonna go, talking like just a little bit, not further, but there is just something about No Chance in Hell, Vince McMahon's entrance. Like, there's just something about it. Like. And I hate to say, because I'm not a Vince fan, but it is just something.
How can you not be a Vince fan? He's like the ultimate heel.
Well, he is, and that's, I think, I'm not a fan of.
He is the greatest heel of all time.
I think it's more about how the wrestlers are treated and the reason why I don't like Vince. But as a character, I do love Vince. Get over here. Vince doing.
I have to tell you something, Vince McMahon.
Okay.
I'm a very low level, like Z minus list podcaster, and my co-host thinks you're a fucking asshole. What do you think of that?
I like him. I like him a lot. I don't know. I can't even do it today. I'm not in a Vince.
That was like some weird Austin Powers.
It really was. I like it. I like it a lot.
Hybrid mix up. Do Vince McMahon saying, yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Yes. All right. I knew we could breathe new life into that bit.
So I can't even hold a straight face to do another Austin Powers line. Oh shit. That is a thing. Well, you want to get out of here? I think we've pulled this music thing a little farther than we probably even should have.
Pumped as much CPR into this show as we can pump into it.
I think that's the
case. So you can visit us at Top Rope Wrestling Podcast on Instagram. You can visit us on Facebook at Top Rope Wrestling Podcast and join our group, interact with us there. We do take show requests on occasion. You can go to Top Rope Wrestling Without the G on Twitter. You can find us there. You can interact with us. You can, do Twitter things on Twitter.
You could tweet at us.
Yes, yes, you can do that. We were in a long chain the other day of stuff, like someone praising someone else, and we just happened to be in it. So
I apparently missed that one.
Yeah. So you can also go to our website, which is toproperwrestling.com. There you can see our archives. You can listen to every single episode going all the way back. You can see the origin of the Vince McMahon voice by Rick, which, you know, is probably 4 weeks old at best. But yeah, you can go back and see the origin of that, or hear my dad jokes and a lot of stuff like that. And then you can email us and tell us how much we suck at Vince McMahon impersonations and dad jokes. And Rick's going to tell you all about how to do that in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So you can contact us using the contact us page on the website at toproperwrestling.com, or you can email us at podcast@toproperwrestling.com. Or if you want to call us, it is 951 Top Rope. You can leave us a voicemail and we will play the voicemail on the show.
Okay.
And that's all I got.
I have my nose. My nose is attached again.
Your nose is attached? That's good.
Obviously you weren't looking at the camera. I was playing a game of got your nose with myself to try to make you laugh.
I was not looking at the camera. So do you want to give a recap?
Yeah, we talked about entrance music. Some of it was good.
Yeah, we talked about entrance music.
Oh my god.
That was the only thing that was needed. That's gonna be the show notes for this one. We talked about entrance music.
I did not bury the lead on that one. I mean,
God, that is amazing. Oh, okay. You ready to get out of here?
Yeah, I have to go practice my lines for this weekend.